One possible source of new investment money for Europe is China. The Chinese have lots of available cash to invest. Witness the billions of dollars they've invested in Zambia, Africa's biggest copper producer. Well, Zambia has a newly elected president, and he's been very critical of the Chinese in the past. Michael Sata has said Chinese companies exploit Zambian workers while taking the profits for themselves. And now, as president, he says he wants to make sure it's the Zambians who benefit. The world's Mary Kay Magsad is in the Zambian capital of Lusaka. She says the new president is also vowing to tackle corruption, which plays a role in the relationship with Chinese companies.
The perception in Zambia is that corruption has greased the wheels to allow Chinese companies to come in and do things that other companies aren't able to do in the same way, and that it's enabled Zambian politicians to get sweetheart deals of infrastructure put in their localities so that they can get reelected. But it hasn't necessarily benefited the Zambian population as a whole.
I mean, it's precisely the potential for massive profits that China presumably went to Zambia in the first place. Will this chafe the Chinese? I mean, is there a risk that they'll pull out of Zambia?
Well, look, China gets a lot of copper from Zambia. It gets cobalt from Zambia. They see a lot of ways that they can benefit from continuing to do business in Zambia. And the Chinese ambassador was quoted today in the Zambian press saying, look, we believe that Chinese business people, when they come here, have to follow the law of the land, including the labor law, and we encourage them to do so. So there's this very pragmatic tone coming from both sides right now. The Chinese saying, we're willing to do business in the way that you say we have to do business here. And the new president saying, and we want you to do business here because Chinese investment is important for our economy. We just want you to do it in a way where more benefits accrue to the Zambian population.
We should point out that this is not just about employing more Zambians and fair pay for those workers. There have been disturbing episodes where Zambians run into serious consequences if they complain to their Chinese bosses about their salaries, about really anything.
Sure. Well, in many minds, if Zambians try to organize to form a union, they lose their jobs. They're often hired on short-term contracts, and those contracts are not renewed if they agitate or if they say, look, you know, we want to be able to organize so that we can negotiate with you if we feel we're not being treated fairly. The problem is if there's not a point person to talk to management, then you get situations like what happened at the Kolom coal mine last October, a year ago, where Zambian workers were upset they hadn't been paid for a while. They demonstrated. Two Chinese mine managers who couldn't understand English were looking out at this angry group of a couple hundred miners, and they thought they were in danger of physical assault. So they took out a couple of guns and shot 13 of the workers who were wounded, not killed. The managers were arrested, and eventually the case was dismissed, and they went back to China. Now, the Chinese government and the Chinese embassy here say they've learned lessons from this incident. The embassy is doing outreach to Chinese businesses that come into Zambia and saying, you know, you have to have a human resources person on site, you have to have a translator, you have to have a way of communicating, which would seem a no-brainer. But up until very recently, Chinese business owners coming in didn't necessarily make that a priority.
How much do you think this tension between China and Zambia is about cultural differences between the two countries? You know, China, where there are no trade unions, you know, and Zambia, you know, which has the resource but just wants a fair shake.
Well, if you look in China at how workers are treated, workers are expected to work long hours, particularly construction workers, and sometimes particularly construction workers aren't paid for months. Now, if Chinese companies export that way of doing business to Zambia, where there are trade unions, where there is a democracy, where workers and ordinary citizens have the right to speak up, Chinese managers don't always know what to do with that. And yes, there has been a culture clash that way. I think both sides have kind of learned from the experience of things that have gone seriously wrong in the past, and they're starting to get on kind of more constructive footing, but it's still very much a work in progress.
The world's Mary Kay Magstad in Lusaka, Zambia, in southern Africa. Thanks so much, Mary Kay.
Thank you, Marco.